Ravashi that Minoha Musa, also the Mishnah says, the Esnaka Mechim was Muta. So, Molay Ravim Pazik Ravashi, Minoha Musa, how do we know to say this? The Yom Rabbanon, that we're dashing down saying, Ains Nusla Behema. Meaning to say that if a man pays the owner of the dog to live with the dog, that Behema doesn't become also for Korban. How do we know that? Or Malay, he said, Lanishmat Kro, the Torah doesn't say like that. Lichtav Esnan Zayna Vekelef, like we said before, the Torah doesn't write Stam, like Esnan Zayna Vekelef. If it meant to say just paying for this nus of the Kelef, also the corpse of the animals also, the Torah should have just said Stam, like Esnan Zayna Vekelef. How come it says Esnan Zayna Umechir Kelef? We had before, Mechir Kelef means that a Kelef is something else. It's not the paying for the living with the dog, but Stam the exchange for the dog. Another one says, Taninam here, like this also. Minan, how do we know to say, Le'esnan Kelev, or Mechir Zoyna? How do we know to say, Le'esnan Kelev, that if you pay the owner of the dog to live with the dog, or also Mechir Zoyna, if somebody pays the owner of the Shifcha, that you want to buy his Shifcha of his Nus, Shemutarin, and if you pay it with an animal, with Tleh, with a sheep, how do we know to say that sheep is Mutter for Korbin? Yem, the Pasuk says, Beis, Beloidal, like Gudashin, says Shnehem, only there's two Yisroim over here, by Mechir Kelev and Esnan Zayna. But not four of Loi Dalet, therefore Dafke, the two, the Torah says, the Esnan, this nus, the pay for this Nus of a Zayna, and the exchange of a dog. Now it says of Lord Isayim Mutarim, Shenem, how do we know that? Because Pasuk says, Gam Shneihim. So this to say, from the word Shneihim, with dividing it in two, as if the Joshua said, Shnei means only two Yisroim, and from the word Heim, Shneihim, with Ashning Heim, that the Yisra does not apply in the Vlod Esayim, that the Vlad of such a thing is Taka Muta. Yeah. Omar Rav says, Vlad now Hanivas Asura. A Vlad Hanivas, they mean Asura, Pashti means here, if the animal was pregnant, and a man lived with that animal, so both the animal and the Vlad both become also for Korban. He says, why? Because he uvlod in Nivro. He says, clearly both of them was Nivro. Mashmah told me now that she's pregnant. And he says, as far as considered like you live with both of them. The same thing, Negachas Asura, let's say a pregnant cow kills a man. So now the Din Shoraniskol applies to both the mother and the kid. Why? He uvlod in Noko. Because both of them, the Maisa, was involved in the Negicha. What about Vlad Muksa Vineva? Let's say you set aside an animal, pregnant animal to worship it. And you didn't worship it yet, or else whenever will you worship the pregnant animal, then the locher is mutter. That the Vlad here is mutter. My time, what's the reason? Li'ime aktsiye. Li'ime polcho. You only bow down to the mother, to the animal itself, not to the kid inside. And no adin, you only set aside the mother, not the kid inside. That the muks and the nevad, the kid is mutter, because you don't worship the kid. That's one swara. Ikadiyami, some say no. Vlad Muksa Vinevad also, the kid, if you worship a pregnant cow, so the kid inside is also to be brought for a korban. My time, what's the reason? The Nichalei Benivchei, Avadi Yehapi, the fatter the animal is, the better the more you want to give it for a korban. You want to worship it like. So when you worship with the Muksa, Avadi, you set aside the animal the way it is, and the whole thing becomes also. Even the kid also becomes also for a korban. Omer Rav Achtavoy Barami, Omer Rav. HaMekadesh Beperish Shur HaNiskol, if somebody wants to marry his wife and he gives her money and the money he gives her is the perish, that's the junk that comes out from a Shur HaNiskol. So even though Shur HaNiskol itself is also Bahano, but vice versa, the fat inside is not also Bahano. If you want to use it for manure, vice versa, worth it, has some value to it. If you use it for manure, you use it to fertilize your ground with it. So if you give her that manure, so it's called HaMekadesh, that's called worth money, and the Yisr HaNo, the Shur HaNiskol, doesn't apply to the perish. But the parish, let's say you have an eagle that they worship the Shem Avodah Zarah, so that's also Bahano. So now the junk, the waste that comes out, the manure, it's also Eina Mekadeshes, because that's also Bahano. My time, what's the reason? Iboyasem, if one I can answer you, cross the Pasuk. Iboyasem, I'll tell you it's a Svara. Iboyasem, I'll tell you if you want, there's a Svara here. That Nichalei Gabi Avodah Zarah Benivchei. That when you worship this animal, this eagle, this calf, you have in mind whatever inside the calf also. The fatter it is, the more you want to worship it. So when you worship the waste inside also. Like Bashar Niskel, you don't care about what's inside it. Zikra Sharniskel, the Sharniskel did the damage. It kills, so we have to kill the Sharniskel. That's what's Asabanoah. But in the Ficha, the waste inside does not become Asabanoah. That's called like Stam Pir Shabiyamo, and that is Mutabanoah. He voice him if you want to tell you cross a posik. Gabi Abraz Chichavim Ksivit says, Voyisa Cherim Kamahu, it should be Cherim like it. Sudashin Kol Shata Mahaya, Mimenu, Hareya Kamo. Anything that comes out of the Avodah Zorah is like the Avodah Zorah itself. Vashenkin Gabi Sharniskel Ksiv, the other posik says, Lo Yoicheles Besaroi. So we dash in Besara, yes, only the boss of the Sharniskel is also. But the parish that comes out of a Sharniskel, like the manure that comes out of it, that's like a Mutabano, that's not also. So this is only the boss of it also, but Pirsho, that's not called part of the boss, that's Mutabano. Therefore, if you kaddish your wife with this manure from the Egla, from the Sharniskel, it's like a Mutabano. She is Mekadeshus. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, No san lo mois, let's say you give her money for the pay of the znus, is a reya hilu mutarim. The money is mutar, but the money let her go and buy something for the mizbeach. What about if you give a yenis, you give a wine, shimonim, oil, saltas, you give a flour, whereas for whole dover shikiyotz of a krova gabi mizbeach, anything that you would give her that could be brought on the mizbeach, that's the loch also, you're not allowed to use it for the mizbeach. That's like an esnan zoinom, that just like you can't use the tleh, the animal for carbon, who then you can't use the yayin, or the shemen, or the selis either, for the mizbeach. What's going to be nosan lo mukdoshim? Let's say you give her a carbon, you give her mukdoshim for the pay for this nus. Is there a hooray elumatarim? It's not chal the yis esnan zoin. If the behemoth already has kedusha on it already, you're still allowed to use it for a carbon. Oifais, what's going to be if you give a bird for the pay? Is there a elumasurim? It's chal the yis esnan on the bird that you're not allowed to use now this bird. If it's a chulum dik a bird, you can't now use it for a carbon. The Mishnah says, Shehoye bedin, because really in Svar should have been like this, Shehoye bedin, that ma'im ha-mukdoshim, madal korban that has kedusha ready, shehamum poisubhem, if the behemoth becomes a balmum, it's possible to use for korban. Ein esnan o mechir chalalayim, you're just telling me now that if you give her, that you pay her with a korban, it's not chalalayim, esnan on it. Even though the Yisamum is chal upon a korban, but the Yis esnan, the Yisam mechir kelim is not chal upon an esnan. If so, oif, a bird, shein ha mum poisaboy, even though the oifers have mum, still you could use it for carbon. So in Sfar, I should have said, ein adin, isn't it as far to say, shaloye esna no mechir chalalov, that there should not be an esna no mechir chal upon it. That if you give a bird to a zayna for the pay, or you exchange a bird for a kelev, maybe it should be mutter for carbon. On this Talmud, no, the Pesach says Talmud, it says in the parasha of this, l'chol neder. L'chol neder means l'hovi yesoif, that you cannot use even a knife for a carbon if it was a mechir kelev or an esnan zayna. In other words, the Pesach says like this, it says the Pesach in the Devarim, it says that l'isovi esnan zayna o mechir kelev, Beis Hashem ulekecho l'chol neder. So l'chol neder is extra to teach us even for knife. That if you give an oif, a bird, for a mechir, kelev, or for an esnan zoyno, it's also for korban. Now the Mishnah says, kol ha'asurim l'gabi mizbeach, any behemoth that's also to be used for a korban, is v'lodosei mutarim. The yisa did not apply to the vlad, the vlad is muta. Like all the Mishnah we had before, all those psulim, the vlad, if it comes pregnant, has a kid later, the kid is muta for korban. Rabbi Lezer says, Vlad treifel yakriv. No, if the mother was a treifel, then it gives birth, the Vlad of a treifel is also to be used for korban nagavim mizbech. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Omer, that kishero sheyon kemen a treifel. We have a kishero, you have a behema treifel. There was yonik that nursed, they got all its milk, all its nourishment they got from a treifel, that the mother it nursed from was a treifel. The lacher is psula gabi mizbech. He holds that makes the psul, like we'll see in the Gemara, if all the nourishment came from the treifah, so the kid also has a psul treifah on it, like he can't use for carbon. Kol ha-kodeshim shenasu treifah. Any carbon, first was chala kedusha saguf on it, and then the behemoth became a treifah. The locher is ein poidinoisai. Even if it becomes a baal mum, you can't be poiderit. You can't redeem it out of chulin. Why? Shein poidim es ha-kodeshim lachim leklovim. To be zoned for kodshim, to be poitered, or just to give it to a kelev to eat. Like over here, Mamonishach, it's a treif, it's also for Yisrael to eat it. So the only thing you could do it is either sell it to a goy, or give it to a kelev. That's not right. That's a bizoin for kochim. So therefore, you can't be poider it, but rather just have to let it be mace. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, what about this? Nosan lo chit, and let's say you gave a zoina wheat for the pay of this nus. And via sosam soilus, she went and made it into a flour. Her elzaisim, you gave her pay, you gave her an olive. Via sod shemesh, made it into oil. Anovim, you gave her grapes. Via sod nyan, she made it into wine. So Tony Chod, in one brace, we learned asurim, that since you gave it to her, and she changed it over, it's still also, you can't use it for a mincha, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. For Tani Yidach, another brace says, no mutorim, that it's only yosa, the wheat that you gave her. But once you change it over into flour, that's a shinui, the flour is mutter to be used now for mincha. So Rabbi Yosef, here's like this, Tony Gurion Dimin Asperg, this time I taught him, Rashi Shem Malkim, that Beishama Oysim, it's a machlokes Beishama Beisilol. Beisham is the one that Shineim is still also to be used for on the Mizbeach. Or Beisilol Matirim, Beisilol Holdus Mutter. So what Beisilol Savri, when it says the word Haim, that we dashing again, Shineim, when it says the word Haim, it says Gam Shineim, from the word Haim, he uses it for Loi Vlodus Semach, he had before, and not the Vlodus. And heim v'loy shnu yehim, not of them mishanarit. If you give an esnan a tle, and you give the zoyna a tle, and then it gives birth, the kid is mutter for korban. Or if you give her wheat, and then she changes it over into flour, shineyim, that's mutter for mincha. That's the drasha. Heim, only them, what you give them is also, and not the shineyim. That's Beisilu's drasha. Beishamei savrino, vidarshin heim, v'loy v'lodisayim. Heim is only to say, not the v'lodis, the v'lotak is mutter. When it says gam shnayim, that's l'rabi shnayim. That's the way b'sham edashans, and even the shinui, if she changes it over, still remains also. For the moral of b'silol, ayak siv gam, it says the word gam, so why don't you also use the word gam, l'rabi says shnayim? Mazenachnami gam l'b'silol kasha. That's a good kasha. According to b'silol, it's a kasha. What is the word gam doing there? Tana Rabbanan, what about this? The postik says, b'is Hashem l'kecha. We just said the postik says that Loisovi, the Pasuk says, Loisovi should not bring Esnan Zoyna, the pay to a Zoyna, Mechir Kelod exchange for a dog, Beis Hashem Lekecha. So it says, Beis Hashem Lekecha, Prat Leporo, Shein Bo Labayis, it comes to exclude for Poraduma. Like you give, if you give a Poraduma an Esnan Zoyna, pay for the Zoyna, you're still allowed to use it for the Poraduma. Because the Pasuk only says it's only Yosef to be used for Beis Hashem, something that's brought on in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Paradum is not done, the Avoid is not on the Beis HaMikdash, there's no psul less than Zoyna on the Paradum. Shein bo labayis, different Rebbe Lezer, these are words of Rebbe Lezer. V'yechachom marim nechom say, l'rabayis es ha-rikuyim. It comes to include even the rikuyim, means things that you want to use just like or gold, silver you want to use to decorate the Beis HaMikdash, that's also to be used. That's also awesome. Rashi said, "Sipul mizbeach." But you want to decorate the mizbeach with im nosan lazov. If he gave her gold, that's also awesome. So that's the pshat from Beis Hashem. You can't do anything in the Beis Hashem if you give a nesnan gold, and now you want to use that gold to decorate the mizbeach. That's awesome. Man chacham, who are these chachamim? Om Rav Chizda, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudhi. The Tanya learned like this. Nosan lozov, let's say the man gave the zoyna the pay for the znus, he gave the gold. If you say, you do aimer, einoisin rikuyim, you're not allowed to make decorations with it. Afilu achurim basic kaporos, even back of the basic kaporos, not even on the base, not even on the mizbech itself. Rashi says it means the yud aleph amma, hoyenoisin biazor achurim chaymes basic kaporos. Afilu hosam, it's called the kal de gedusha, still it's also for nesnan to use it there. And anything in the Beis Hashem, it's also to bring it, to use it, on Esnan Zoyna, it's also to be used any place in the Beis Hashem. Now it says what? Nosan lo Mekdoshim, the Mishnah says, if you give her a korban, Harei lo Matorim, the korban is still let it be used. The Morah says, V'yiyu Mekdoshim Esnan, O Mechir Chalaleim, why not? Even though you gave her a korban, why shouldn't the East Esnan and Mechir Kelu be chal upon it? And how the Kal B'chayma? O Ma Oifis, Maduch Birds. Shein hamum paisobim. There's no is a mum. If a bird has a mum, still it could be used for a korban. Mashenken esnan umchir chalalayim. We dash in the pasuk lechol neder to say that for knife. If you give a zayna a knife, it's possible to be used for a korban. If so, mekadoshim shamum paisobim. by regular carbonis that there is a psalmum, is then you didn't listen to the Sfora to say she esna na mechir chalalayim, that if you give an esna a carbon, it should be possible to be used for carbon, or mechir, if you exchange it for dor, it should be chal. This the Gemara says no, Talmudim, the Pasuk says, l'chol neder, is l'hoitzi es ha-nodur. Only something, l'chol neder, means you can't use the animal for a carbon. But if it was already nodded, it was already chal the kedusha before already, then there's no issa es not chal on it. So Mora says, Taima, what's the reason why it's not chal the me'atinu kro? Because you have a pasuk to say l'chol neder, and not something that was nodded already. Hol lo me'atinu kro, if the pasuk was not ma'amaitis, I would have thought to say, ki yoyiv lo me'kedoshim chal aleihem, es not no mechir, that if you would give a korban to a zayna for a pay, I would have thought in svar it should be chal the issa es not on it. It's only because of the pasuk l'chol neder, not l'chol anodur, that's not chal. So more is the question, why? What's the havamina? Halab mamaynu. If you're makdashiv, it's a carbon already, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So kuri, you have no right to give it to the pay for a zayna. So even if you do give it to her, the kuri should not be chal the yisa zayna. Like it doesn't belong to you to give it away, it's not yours, it's not mamaynu. It's hegdish. So what's the havamina to say the yisa psul should be chal upon it? So my answer is, Amar Rabbeishiyah. B'memana al pischoi. We're talking about now that you have the korban pesach, and you tell the zayin like this: if you let her live with you, so if you let her, then you'll be memana. You'll appoint her on your korban pesach. So that's the pay, and that you're allowed to do. The Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'im yemayet habayis miyos miser." There's a few people in the house from miser. So dashen achiyayu miser means mechtei achila. Meaning to say, if you don't have enough food in the house, so you're allowed to eat the korban for your whole meal. You're allowed to use the korban for your achila. But they can't help you long for mekach. If you don't have enough money, like, you can't go now and sell or let somebody else be part of your korban and take his money. That's what Tanakama. Rebbe says no. Af mechtei mekach, even money also you could take. Meaning to say, if you don't have enough money in the house, is mamana cherim moya pischoi. You're allowed to have other people pay you money and let them be included in your korban pesach. You have this bailus, even though you makdish your korban pesach, but you have this bailus on it that if you want to still appoint somebody else to be before you bring it, if you want to appoint somebody else and they pay you money, they should be part of it, you're allowed to do this. So the zayinu also, you're allowed to appoint them now to be part of your korban pesach. So I would have thought to say, well, you was ready chalik dushes korban pesach on it. And now you tell her that for the pay of this nus, I'll let you be part of the Korban Pesach. So, in such a case, she has like a bailus now in the Korban Pesach. So it's called you're paying her now with this Korban Pesach. Maybe should be chal the yisrael and zayner on it. Kamash from the pasuk no, and it says lechol neder for loy dover hanoder already. So that's Rebbe Shita when we dashed vim yemaya tabayis miyos miser means the house is missing even money. So we dashed hachiyeyu miser. From the seh, from the korban itself, you have a right to get money. And it says, if you're a man of others on your pischoi, v'yachachigigosoi, on your korban chagigigigigigigig also. U'mois of chulin, and the money belongs to you, it's your chulin. It's your money. Sha'amanas kenig disho yisroh pischoim. On this type of a tanai, chayasol is like makdish tepsochim. So if, according to Rebbe, I would have thought to say that the kedusha, that the isra, esnan zoyin of ischal, kamash no, that it's not chal. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Here now it says, Kol ha'asum l'gabi mizbeach. Anything that's also to the mizbeach. So I'm a Rav. Kol ha'asum l'gabi mizbeach. Flodisei mutorim. That's what says in the Mishnah. That even though the korban is that they themselves is possible for korban, but if they give birth, the vlad is kosher for korban. For Tony Lo learned on this, for Rav Lezoi, so Rav Lezoi says, no, it's also. That the vlad of a treifa, it says in the Mishnah, it's also. So more explains what's the machloikis. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, Amar Rav Nachman, that machloikis, where's the machloikis over here? She'ivru ulibsoif nirvu. So come to us, not only machloikis by treifa we have in our Mishnah, but according to his brayta, it's a machloikis in all of them. All these vladois of the are ones that are surim, that according to Rav Lezer, the vlad is also. So Rav Huna says like this, the machloikis is she'ivru, that first the behemoth became pregnant, then a man lived with her. The Rav Lezer saw that Uba Yerach Imayu, that Uba the fetus, and saw it like part of the mother. Therefore, it's considered like the man lived with the kid also. Therefore, the kid becomes also. Rabbanan Savrino Lav Yeruch Imahu, that the kid is not considered attached to the mother. So therefore, it's only considered like the man lived with the mother, not with the kid. Therefore, the Vlad of the Nirvah here is Mutter for Korban. But what's going to be Avo Nirvo? Let's say first the man lived with the Behemoth. Olib Saif Hebrew, then the Behemoth came pregnant. The Rihakam Mutarm, everybody, even the Blessed, would hold that it's Mutter. Because here it's called Holy in Zeva Zagarim, and he holds Zeva Zagarim as Mutter. Like the Lechatkhila, you didn't live with the kid. You only live with the mother. Now the mother became pregnant later, so that's a Shalom Zeva Zagarim, that they both hold it's Mutter. Rava says no. Machloikis kishe nirvu olib saif ivru. The machloikis in the Mishnah, the machloikis in the Brais of Dafki, where first the man lived with the behema, and then she became pregnant. So we have Lezah, so of a zev is a gerim osa. Listen, the mother is also for korban. Now she becomes pregnant with another behema, with a zachar. So true, a zev is there, it's the father and the mother that causes the kid. But since the mother is posel for korban, that still goes over to the kid also. Therefore, Blezel the vlad, the kid is also for korban. For Abodin Savri, no, zev is zegurim is mutter, that since the father is mutter for korban, who within the kid is also mutter for korban. Avo, but Rav holds, what would be in the case of Ivru, Olev Seif Nivru, that first the baby was pregnant, and now a man lives with her? The Teretzit, the Pshat is, Divri Hakla Surim, everybody hold that it's also. Why? For Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own time, the Yom Rav, Rav said, Vlad Nirvas Asura, that the kid of a behemoth that was Nirvas, that a man lived with, the Vlad is also Mosta for Korban. What's the Svara? He Yuvlad Nirvo, that when the man lived with her, it's called he lived with the kid also, because Yod, Yuvah Yerachimahu, and Vlad Nagachas also, if a pregnant cow did damage, killed somebody, so the kid is also Chayv Misa. Why? He of Lod and Nachu. It's still that they both did the damage together, therefore it's also. So that's what Rebbe learns here. The Machloikas is only Kishet Nirvu V'yachakach Nisavru. She came pregnant later. But in the case where she was pregnant first and the man lived with her, Pshita both are also. Lishnachu in another Lashon is like this. Amri lo, Omerav Huna Bachinano, Omerav Nachman, Machloikas, where's the Machloikas? She nirvu kishay mukdashim. Machlekes is when they were nirvu kishay mukdashim. So it could be now that a man lived with the behemah when the behemah was already a korban, and then later gave birth and later became pregnant. To Reb Leza sava bizo milsa. It's a terrible thing would happen. So therefore, the ma'aser of the vlad becomes aser also. For a bonin savri loy, that doesn't make it aser because it's a korban already. Avon nirvu kishen chulin, but let's say a man lived with the behemah when it was chulin, hoyel v'yishtani divrihakol mutarim. Everybody holds now that you were nirvu with the mother when she was chulin. Then later, if somebody's makdishit, so then it gives birth later, avada that kid would be muta because it's called yishtanui. And Rav Amano. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Machloikis Kishen Nirvu Kishen Chulin. Machloikis only when the man lived with the behemah, when the behemah was the chulin. Rav Lezer Sava Biza Milsa. Something terrible to live with the behemah. Therefore, even later when you mark the shit, still it's also. Rav Born in Savri Hoyel Vishtani Mutarim. Ava Nirvu Kishen Mekdoshim. But if the man lived with him was Mekdoshim, to be Akla Sum, then everybody hold that's also. That even the Vlad that's born later, even though the mother first becomes pregnant later, it would be also. The machlokes is only if the man lived with the behemah when it was a chulin. So it was chulin, and then somebody was makdish the behemah. So even though it's possible for a korban, but they were makdish it. And now later, if the mother gives birth, so that's the machlokes. That one says the kid is still mutter, because the bizoyim was done to chulin, and now it's nishtana, it came with the kochim. But since it was nishtana, the psul doesn't travel over. But in the case, it were nirvu kashem udashim, first you were makdish the behemah, and then the man lived with it, that's a bizarre to this kachim right now, then different hakalasum, everybody would agree, even though it gives birth later, that vlad would be also. So that's the way this Bryce learns here, that the machloka tanakam and Rabbeleza is not only by vlad trefa, but even by all